This is Jackson, your 2020 FM FFL champion, and you're listening to the Family Matters Fantasy Football Podcast.
And now, your Family Matters Fantasy Football Podcast, with your league commissioners, David, Jonathan, and Stuart!
Welcome to the show. Week three is upon us. Ooh, is Trubisky short? Sorry, watching the, they counted it. Watching the Amazon feed live, we've got a hot water bet, hot off the press. Jonathan versus half the league with Pat Freiermuth just getting one touchdown. I don't care if he does anything but one catch or one rush in for a touchdown. That's all I need. But we'll keep an eye on that as we broadcast. But we've got our commissioners, or at least one.
Evening, Commissioner.
David, nice to see you.
Evening.
And that's when you have an assistant regional manager.
Yes, it
is. Assistant two.
Yes, welcome. Assistant.
It's lower.
Stew dog in the house.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not what your handle says here. It says 1-1. You are officially off the snide. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels good. It was a great week last week for Stew Dog. Let the big dog eat.
Man, I feel like we're on the golf course. So, dude, 200. First one of the season after getting a little PTSD from Senior beating you again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I shouldn't have started with him. I don't know who the schedule makers were, but should not have started with Senior. But it came back to life last week and wiped the floor with Ryan Paloma. So it wasn't even close.
The final countdown. Down and out. Unbelievable. Yeah,
he's done for.
Yeah. He's going to start trading his team, isn't he?
Yeah, I hope so.
You got off the snide. I lost. Oh, no, I won. Which
felt
is
like a
funny.
Loss.
Yes, it's funny because I played worse. I had a worse score in week two, and I won than week one. But I've learned you don't apologize for a win in fantasy football. You just take it, move on, and...
Absolutely. I mean,
ask Stafford. Do you think he's really sad that he's 1-1 right now? He really should be 0-2. No.
No.
No. David, how was your week two?
It was good. Got the win. I went against Daniel. I wish I played someone else. I wish I played anyone else not named Stewart.
Yeah. What's worse? I don't even know how bad does it feel to have like an inefficient win like that?
Just, I mean, it feels good to win. So, I mean,
you win, right?
But
that's what I just said. You don't apologize for a win. You just do it.
Yeah. I apologize for nothing.
Well, you might have broken
my players. You know, it feels like they're rotating who's good on any given week. So you like to see that. So
I think you might have broken Daniel. So his entire team was on the block.
You know, I listened back to the podcast earlier today, and during the power rankings, the question that was brought up was, would Daniel break 100 points this year?
I thought about that too. And I was like, of course.
Through 2 weeks, he has not combined to score what Stewart did alone in week two.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great way of putting it, David. That is a great way of putting it.
That is
he's going the wrong direction.
I mean, Tua almost outscored his whole team this week. 81.3 points.
You could say this year, and it's almost accurate. It's not good. His team on paper, at least going into the season, didn't look as bad as they've been performing, but I don't see how it gets much better. He's gonna need to make some moves.
Yeah. You know, in hindsight, our picks of the week, it was actually a good week for our picks of the week. I don't know why I didn't have myself as the most confident matchup in hindsight. Stewart had me as a six, which was smart. You got 6 points.
Yes.
I was thinking earlier, a new segment we should do, and that I don't normally listen to the podcast so soon you're recording it. But I think it's a segment that Colin Cowherd does every, I think, Monday, where he goes, where Colin was right and where Colin was wrong. I think we should do that segment because we have a lot of really bad takes, but we have really good ones too. Some that are spot on. Our picks of the week last week, Jonathan, you only missed one game in your picks of the week.
Let's go.
You incorrectly predicted that Ryan would beat Stewart at a confidence.
Oh, how dare you?
Yeah, and it was a pretty high.
I also had one incorrect, but my confidence level in that game was a 2.
Y'all should learn not to go against me.
Stewart, you were so confident that you would beat him that you gave it a 1. So shut up.
Hey, but I picked myself, didn't I? I did.
Hey, Stewart, just so you know, last week you scored the lowest amount of points in the picks of the week. So
what?
Yeah. You missed you thought Staffel would win. What were you thinking?
See, I knew I should not have done that.
And then you thought Senior would beat Bryce.
Well, I thought Senior would beat Bryce because of how awful it was the week before playing him.
So that was one area where you were right. Now we're watching during the show where you said Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes would score the most against you than anyone. That actually turned out to be the case. Jonathan, you said Nick Chubb couldn't be any better. And then he went out in week 2, and it was better.
Fair, but go look at the combined points of the running backs between Chubb and Hunt. I drew like almost a 50 burger against those two guys. With Josh Allen scoring 40, I felt like I lost before I even had a shot.
It is true. Hey. You would have beat Lewis this week with your score last week. So
yes,
to your point.
Yes,
Well, someone said what we have a couple of 0-2 teams, a couple of 2-0 teams, and then everyone else is 1-1. As I was putting together the big board, I didn't realize how many 1-1 teams there were.
Yeah.
So do you want to go through those real quick?
A lot of parity this year.
The 2-0 and the 0-2s.
Yeah, the 2-0 is Lewis. 2-0. You know, Lewis has had a pretty good run here for about 3 to 4 years now. I'm not sure I've given him enough credit here. Being in 2 championships, obviously isn't 1. But, you know, his team looks pretty good this year. And then I'm 2-0.
We don't need to talk about you. The thing that's so that's so interesting about Lewis too is he doesn't make many moves, which just goes. We've talked about that before, but just a kudos to Lewis. That just means that he drafts really well too, right? I mean, I think that's part of what that says is he drafts really good players. He builds a pretty good team. So I agree. We need to give him more credit.
Yes, yeah. I will hedge and say. Yes, he doesn't beat himself, but I think people getting cute in the draft help him because he'll just take the next best guy on the list, which you could argue is a great strategy. Just take the best player available and move on. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It's I look back at the draft, and a great example, if we want to call our own fouls, is, you know, I should have taken Michael Pittman over Mike Evans, and Pittman falls to Lewis. And then rightfully destroys me in week 1. So that's just how that works.
And then gets hurt, though. So
yes, and then doesn't play the next week. That's how that also works.
At least he's not suspended.
That's true.
I got
your trade is aging very well, Jonathan. you know, in contrast, Daniel's 0-2, and he is a complete opposite of Lewis, meaning he completely blows up his – and we talked about it. He completely blows up his team. But this year he took the strategy – if I'm just going to miss on my picks, I might as well not have any. How would you all rate that strategy so far through 2 weeks, guys?
I would rather try.
You'd rather not rate it?
I'd rather try drafting guys than not.
Here's the deal, though, that really is hard for Daniel is he was really that strategy. If Derrick Henry had started the season this year the way he started the season last year, we probably wouldn't be having that conversation, because we would be like, yeah, he didn't have any picks in the first three rounds, but he's got two stud running backs, which is kind of what we said even before the season started. But I think we're seeing – I don't know what's up with Derrick Henry. I really don't. I'm scared of him. I want him on my team, but I'm scared to get him on my team. So,
I don't. Well, I don't think it's
You're
a Derrick Henry.
Because of what it's going to take or how he's going to do.
No, how he's going to do. Well, both.
Uh-oh. We've got someone joining the call.
Uh-oh. I know who that is. That's right. I know who that is.
Silicon Valley himself. Meh.
Meh.
Hey, team Joey, welcome to the show. We're in the middle of talking about Daniel's team.
My favorite team name.
Meh.
He's trying to take my name.
Hey, we've got something to give you later in the show. Don't go anywhere. It's an award. You may have heard of it. We'll get to it.
Hey, Joey, I think you, you know, there's a football game on tonight. I don't know if you're aware of that. Something that I'm curious. Do you know, Joey, why there's a dog pound for the Cleveland Browns? What's with the dogs and Cleveland?
This isn't
a joke.
This isn't trivia.
Is this trivia time?
This isn't trivia. No.
Oh, this isn't trivia either. I thought you said the joke was your trivia, but that works too.
Oh, that was so mean.
Listen, I don't know the answer to your question, Stuart, but they also have Brownie the Elf, which doesn't go with the dog pound either. So I don't know what Cleveland's doing. Yeah, they're pulling out all the stops.
Yeah. That is the most hideous center field
logo.
Is that what that's called? The logo. It's horrible. Brownie the Elf.
Yeah. It's it looks like they're cursing themselves, but I don't know. Cleveland's weird. They've never been good at sports except for when LeBron's on a team.
Who would win in a fight? The fighting Irish mascot or Brownie the Elf?
Uh-oh. This is filling up quick.
Filling up quick. This is the way not to do it, right?
Daniel, you're going to listen back. We were just talking about your team.
I'm sure it's all.
I'm glad Daniel missed the part that we just said.
Hey, what, do you think he should rename his team Brownie the Elves?
I think I might like Brownie the Elf better than his team.
Daniel, so the floor is yours. We were talking about he's being talked to by his wife.
I didn't get that when I got here.
I know, but we were talking about Daniel. So let's
give it to the other guy.
I said don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We have a prize for you. But Daniel, Derrick Henry. The floor is yours.
Woof, woof, woof.
What's happening?
Talk about meh.
Meh. He belongs on your team, Joey. Meh.
Yeah. Let's make a deal. Fab's worth nothing this year.
I've been trying to make deals. Nobody's willing to do anything with me. Even though you should take note, Jonathan, I mean, he just took advantage of his lowly brother-in-law when he's down in the dumps.
Man, and you are one pathetic loser.
Which I was probably due with Josh Gordon deal from like years ago.
That's karma.
But yeah, he sold me some fool's gold, that's for sure.
I didn't realize Mike Evans would blindside Marshawn Lattimore.
Man, it makes it worse. I'm a Saints fan, and I hate Mike Evans, and he's on my team, and I just can't get behind it. And so I hate him, and they screwed me over. Not to say he's the only one, but
that's what she said.
Yeah.
So he learned that bad behavior from Manziel, I think. He wouldn't normally act that way.
Really?
Yeah, no,
I contend that Mike Evans was the only reason the Aggies were. Well, that and the defense.
Yeah, I don't know. Overall, I'm just at a loss. I don't know what to do.
Well, you're on the show now, and you've got a captive audience, so you can make your pitch where everyone will listen. If you've got some deals you want to make, you don't have to do it right now.
What do you think is up with Derrick Henry, Daniel? What's up with Derrick Henry? Is he going to be fine, or is he never going to be the same?
He'll be fine, I think. It's just I think they're missing A.J. Brown in that offense. Somebody take the top off. I think he's had a terrible schedule. I mean, the Bills look amazing.
The Bills do look really good.
Yeah.
Like, I would consider not starting anybody against the Bills.
Hey, yeah. I would start Tua.
Tua's
matchup proof.
You willing the water bet on that?
That he's matchup proof?
Well, how much is he projected for this week?
I don't know. I mean, he could score 50 again easy.
I'll take that water bet.
50 again easy. What a claim.
Hey, Ben Roethlisberger did back-to-back 6 touchdown games.
How about this?
You know, he's practically a Hall of Famer now.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened last year when you scored 200, Stewart? What was your water bet?
That I would do it again. Then I think I said, no, that was 2 years ago, that I said I would do it again the next week.
I think that was last year. Yeah.
No, it wasn't last year.
It was 2 years ago. It was the first time that I ever scored 200, which was in 2020. And I said, I'm going to do it again next week.
No, it was in week 2. You scored 208.6. I've got it here.
I know that, but I scored. Regional
manager. Yes, it is. Is it to the regional manager?
Same thing.
No, it's not. It's lower, so it's close.
That's your role now. Well, you should be the bookkeeper and on top of all this stuff.
I have it.
So do you think you're going to score 200 again this year?
I guarantee you I'm going to. I'll water bet that all day long.
Yeah, deal.
Oh my God, Dave Matthews in the house.
Oh my word.
Oh, wait, man.
Did y'all just make a water bet? That's a bad water bet.
Unbelievable.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on right now.
Right here.
I don't know what's going on right now. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, we got a winner on the podcast now.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Man, it's like a farmhouse in here. What's up with all the...
We got Farmer Ryan.
Are you here to sell your team? It's about that week you do it.
That was like one time. Man, some of the offers I'm getting, like a backup running back for a starting wide receiver on it's just crazy. So
hey, that was
gosh, that's a bad offer. Dude.
All right, meow. All right, meow. Unbelievable.
What is going on? What's up? Man.
I know what's going on here.
What?
And that is rough, 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 rough.
Oh, let's calm down now.
This is, gosh.
Man, Stewart, I like your Pittsburgh Steelers offensive poll right there in the red zone. That was great.
That's what she said.
Muth, really. I mean, was he even on the field?
Listen, he's going to score right meow, and I swear if you do not watch, you're going to miss it because it's happening right meow.
I'm watching. I'm just for some context, I'm at an Airbnb in LaGrange.
As one will do.
Yeah, it's a Thursday night, as I like to call it. So,
wait, where are you right meow?
We look like we've got two like rock stars on this video chat here, with Joey having all the guitars in the background and you having all the guitars in the background, Ryan.
Yeah. Jonathan, who does that look like?
Looks like the cat's meow.
Buzz's girlfriend, woof.
Brian, I bet if you played that guitar, you'd be really bad.
I don't know
what's going on.
I don't either. You guys are a bunch of idiots.
What's going on in here?
So who didn't?
All right, so what were y'all talking about before I hopped on?
I want to know who didn't take the Friermuth bet.
I did not.
I did not.
What were you, chicken? Meow, 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 meow.
I just thought it was a really bad bet.
Did y'all lose water bet to Stewart?
Listen, I would never lose to Stewart.
Hey, has there been any discussion about the elf on the shelf in the middle of the field here?
Yeah, you'll have to listen back to the beginning. We definitely covered that.
Yeah, it's my new
not right meow, but earlier.
We were also trying to figure out why the Browns have a dog pound and have people in dog masks.
I think that says more about the population of Cleveland than anything else, right?
Well, that section of the stadium is also called K9. It's section K.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So I heard somewhere that Brownie the Elf is called Brownie the Elf because he leaves brownies out. That's why they're called the Browns, because he leaves brown knees out.
Brown knees?
Yeah.
Can we get meow?
Brown knees. And is someone going to bring up the fact that Mitch Trubisky looks just like Tony Romo?
I mean, Joe Burrow looks just like...
Wait, why would somebody bring that up? You guys have been acting like farm animals for like 30 minutes and nobody's brought that up.
Yeah, where were we? Let's get back to trivia, Stuart. I think this is a good time to do trivia. We got a lot of people in here. So, Stuart, you want to do it?
Sure.
And now it's time for trivia with Stuart.
All right, Stuart, over to you right now.
Okay. I've got two different types of trivia. I'm going to do, because as many of you guys know, I scored 200 points this week, which puts me in elite company. So we've gone over some of these questions before, but I'm going to change it up a little bit, and I did a little bit of research on the 200 point club. So
is that kind of like the Mile High Club, but
it's very similar,
a little different. Okay.
Is the question who hasn't got there in 2 weeks of scoring?
Is the question who left the most points on the bench because they can't manage their team while scoring?
Yes, we'll get to that later.
We will.
I'll get to you later.
I think
so what's the question?
Are you going to ask something or what?
Wait, is it trivia? Are we going to do trivia?
Is the trivia where we come up with a question for you?
Yes. Yeah. You guys are all jerks. Okay.
This segment, come on. Woof.
This is so bad.
What is the highest score that has ever been in our league?
222.2.
232.
I thought it was like 237 or something.
It's
like that.
It's 231.
And I thought it was senior.
It's Staffel.
I think it's 232.
It is Staffel. I think it's 232.
It is Staffel, and it is 233.3.
Dang it. Those prices right,
has the two highest.
So I win.
Was that last year?
I think he's got the first and like the fourth or something like that.
That was in 2018, week four of 2018.
I would never have guessed he had the highest based on this year's scores.
Yep. Every year's a little different.
So, second highest score ever in our league.
Mike Staffel.
I think that's Ryan.
Are you just saying who?
Or senior.
I was about to say Ryan Plummer.
Are you asking for the score and who scored it?
Yeah. No, like either one.
Okay.
Senior.
228.
It's like 220 senior.
228 is exactly right. 228.4.
Well, it's not exactly right.
Who scored
it? Yeah, I would. I would say that it was senior.
My guess is senior, yeah.
I'm on board with that. I think that's the right guess. But judging by your look.
Is it me?
David Cupid.
Oh!
The second or the first?
No, the second.
Me?
Yeah.
Because you see, we say senior.
Do y'all see Ryan Fitzpatrick on this halftime show?
Oh, week Fitz 10, magic.
Week 10 of 2019.
Oh.
Right, that was a good team. World so, fell apart.
So Staffel has the third highest, 222. Guess who's number four? Fourth highest score ever in our league.
Staffel. Oh, no. You know, Daniel was up there.
I thought I had Jonathan? One last year. I can't remember.
I had one, but I don't think I was that high. I think Daniel outscored me.
I've had two. I don't think it was that high, though.
So it's you're saying something lower than 228, right?
Senior?
Yes. I'll tell you that the fourth highest score was 220.7.
I'm going to go...
It's someone on this call.
I'm gonna go,
someone on this call. I think that might be me.
Is that me?
I'm going to say...
Oh, Daniel!
Joey, have you done it? Joey.
It is Joey Searles.
Boom. Look at that. Sorry, guys.
Wow. Meh. So meh. Say them again, Stuart, in order. Mike, so senior.
We've got Staffel, you, not senior, you. Yeah. Staffel, again, at 3, 222. Joey's at 4 with 220. Number 5. No, it's actually number 5 and number 6 is the same person.
Wow. That's pretty dominant. 218, two of the top three.
218 and 216.
Daniel?
But again, yeah, I would think on, Daniel. On this call.
That would be me.
It is not, no. Not Daniel.
It's Ryan. Me.
It is Ryan.
Were those both losses?
Last week? I don't think any of these are losses, actually.
Ryan was playing Mike's number one and number two score of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. Similar to last week. I mean, 144 is not a great score, but I think I was like number
four. I think that's a great score.
Here we go. Schedule this. Schedule that.
Daniel dreams of 144.
I dream of 100. Week,
the highest losing score on the season was 178.6.
When was that?
Is that me?
That was week 6, and they are not on this call.
Is it my dad?
No.
Dang. Hey, who's doing the trivia here? Shut it.
I don't know that guy.
Yeah.
176. What year was that, David?
Last year.
He said last year.
Okay.
It was senior.
Oh, senior.
Okay.
I'm going to say Bryce.
I haven't heard Bryce's name this whole podcast.
Well, yeah, we've talked about Preston a lot.
How refreshing is that, guys?
So our league has been in existence for...
Hold on, Stuart, I would just like to say, isn't it annoying how obvious it is that Bryce is trying to ride our coattails of the best division?
Yes.
I mean, that is just bad.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. How many scores in total have we had 200 points or more in 9 years?
15.
14.
12. 10. I'm going to go one dozen.
I'm going to say 9.
I think we're double digits.
All of you, way too low. Way too low. Way too low.
18.
17.
Y'all should be doubling what you all.
22.
What?
24.
I said 30. Last year
alone. Didn't we have like 5 last year alone?
You're saying we have had 200-point scores? 31?
31.
Are you counting that right?
So in the first 5 years.
Yeah.
2013, 14, 15, 16, and 17. We had a total of 5.
Mm-hmm. That's back before.
Since then, Since then, when we in 2018 is when we started doing half point PPR, and that's started pushing up the numbers. So,
when did we get rid of punters?
I was going to say kickers was it, man.
Punters was the year that didn't count. So don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Rest
Josh
in peace.
Josh is keeping record of all that somewhere.
I couldn't wait for a third round draft on my kicker anymore. So
say that again, David.
Does this include playoffs?
It does. Yeah. Okay.
So what is the highest?
There's 1 year that we did not. That no one scored 200 points. And I'll give you a clue. It was before
the half point
PPR.
I'm going to say 2013.
2013, Jonathan had one 200-point game. His was 201 points. Week 13 of 2013.
I forgot I did score 200. I'm so sorry.
I didn't remember.
You were anything to bring it up again.
I just wanted to hear it.
What's really funny is Jonathan scored 200 points in 2013. He was the only one. He scored 200 points in 2014. He was the only one. And then he did not score 200 points again until 2020.
I don't. As we look back at the league, Jonathan's first 2 years were maybe the most dominant stretch that we've seen. And then since then, I don't know where he's been.
Well, none of us knew how to play fantasy football back then, except for Jonathan. So
do you know,
we all just got better.
Do you know the legacy of Jerry Jones? I'm very much in that camp where I rolled out of bed, dominated, and then have just been cashing in on it ever since.
That's a great comp.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
You've been living off of Johnny Walker Blue, just like Jerry Jones.
Do you like those three Super Bowls? I bet you do.
How many years did you say we've been playing, Stuart?
9.
What is happening on this Amazon broadcast? Did you see all those mascots?
Oh, Brutus with the fumble. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Next trivia.
So,
this is riveting.
What year? I'll move on. I'll move it faster. What year did we have the
most? Was that riveting? Like a frog? Riveting?
Not meow. No. Okay.
Gosh, get that's back so to bad.
Y'all are ridiculous. What year did we have the most? What year did we have the most 200 point weeks?
2018.
2020.
I think last year, 2021.
Yeah, I think it's last year.
2019.
It was 2020. 2020.
Yeah. Oh, well,
2020.
Year of COVID.
Nothing.
David had 200-point games. Jackson had one. I had one. Bryce had one. Jonathan had one. And Joey had one.
You might say it was infectious.
So, yeah. Who has had the most 200-point games? The most 200-point games?
As a...
I'd want to say Staffel.
Ryan, Staffel, and one other are tied at 4.
David?
Joey.
Well, yeah. Are we counting this last
Joey.
Week?
Yeah, Joey's been...
Joey, you've had 4.
Yeah, we were counting this last week.
What have you been doing with those wins? Where have you been?
It's classic Popovich move.
As you've been talking about this, Stuart, 31 200-point games. I'm almost wondering if like 225 is the new 200. Mm. But as I did the math, since we began the league, we played over 1,700 games. So to have 31 of them over 200, that's still around 1%, a little bit more than 1% of games.
Yeah.
So it's still, that's a really obviously rare accomplishment. So I think 200 is a good metric.
Yeah.
What's the highest score before the PPR?
Highest is you, Daniel. 216.
Oh, wow. Wonder
why Jonathan was right.
I do.
Jonathan was right behind you with 215.7.
Ooh, I wonder where that would be if we calculated it out.
Yeah. Why don't you go back and add up all the receptions?
One of the things. One of the things I really like on these weekly reports is it shows you your max points. Stuart, your max points this last week was 238. You could have had the record.
I know. I looked at it.
How disappointed are you?
Extremely disappointed. But we're not talking about me here. Okay, last one, and then I'm going to move to something else, and we'll go through it really quick. Two teams have never scored 200 points. Who are they?
Lewis?
No, my dad scored. Didn't he score 200 the same week Mike and I did last year?
I'm going to say Bryce.
No, that was me.
No, Preston.
No. This goes to Bryce.
My dad was Bryce managing.
He's gotten close. Yeah, I guess it counts too.
I'm going to say Bryce is one of them, and the other one is
Bryce and Mike.
Yeah, Bryce and my dad.
I'm going Bryce has Lewis
Bryce has
and,
scored yeah.
Lewis and Mike Searles.
Bryce scored 200.9 in 2020, week 6 of 2020.
Oh.
It is
barely.
It is Lewis and Mike Searles have
That could have been a stat correction that got Bryce in there. I don't even think we should count it.
Stuart, have you seen have you seen how close my dad got? Because I'm pretty sure that same week that me, Mike, and Daniel all scored 200 plus last week, I think my dad was like 199 or something.
Yeah, it was week 5. Mike's stats scored 222.
Lewis had 195.6 that same
week. You scored 216. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Mike scored 222. Ryan scored 216. Daniel scored 200.7. And Lewis was fourth at 195.6.
That's got to be like the highest scoring week.
It is.
Oh, I would think.
It
but
is.
What's really funny is that week was one of the lowest score. It was the lowest score since we moved to half point PPR, which was David with 62.92.
Oh, and I played him. That's right. I remember that.
That makes me feel so much better.
So that week I just named where Lewis was the fourth highest score was the week I scored 61.9.
I remember that. That week was over at like 12:30 for you, David, on Sunday. That was such a good week.
Tua outscored me this week.
Yeah. Well, I think Tyreek almost outscored me this week, so don't feel bad.
Anyway, Daniel, this should be an encouragement to you. Last year, week 5, you scored 200.72. The next week, you scored 99.1.
So you're saying there's a chance I go for 200 this week?
I did say that. I called that my last one.
You never know. Yeah.
So
we'll get to that. Real quick.
Oh,
I have a random fact here, Stuart, on that note.
Oh, there's more.
So that week that Ryan asked who had the most points, that was 1,900 points scored that week between all the teams collectively. For reference, this past week, it was 1,638.
Wow.
Wow.
A lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, a lot of TDs. All right, go ahead, Stuart.
How many undefeated teams are there in the NFL right now?
Is it two or three?
I know it's the Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Miami.
The Bucks are actually undefeated as well, even though it doesn't feel like it. And
Miami's okay, so undefeated. You're at three.
So three.
The Chiefs.
Four.
Oh, the Giants.
Five.
Yeah,
and
that's
the Eagles. Giants and Eagles.
And the Eagles. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have the best quarterback, so that they should be top ranked.
Yeah, Daniel Jones is the best.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
That, you know what? That answer just hurts, Jonathan.
is the
it hurts so bad.
Technically.
that is so dumb. What'd you say, David or Daniel?
We heard what David said. We don't need to hear what David said again.
I was trying to remember if one of those teams that tied had a win and no loss.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Oh no, so that's the worst division in the NFL right now. Jackson, between the four AFC South teams, they have one win. Jacksonville.
What?
Yeah, Jacksonville shut out the Colts.
Yeah, if only they had a really good quarterback, like somebody that was tied for the league lead in touchdowns, like Carson Wentz, you know?
Sunshine.
Hey, that was what I was about to say. Who
has the best quarterback on their bench?
Name the top five passing leaders with the most passing yards on the season so far. Top five.
Joe Flacco, Carson Wentz. Tua.
You've named three of them, four of them. One more.
Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen.
Six.
Yeah, Josh Allen's got to be the fifth.
Josh Allen's four.
Yeah, no Joe one's Flacco's even close. The shock of the century.
No one's even close to my my two quarterbacks, Tua and Carson. They are on the market, by the way, if either of y'all want them.
You're getting out ahead of it before Joey gets out there with his offers.
Yeah. Value keeps going up each week.
Mm. Yeah, it's like the housing market. And it's not going to end well.
Well, I don't think it's quite like that. The interest in the housing market keeps going up. I don't know if it's quite the same here. I think the interest in that market keeps going down.
Mm. Well, count me out then.
Woof.
Count me out.
Woof, woof. Okay, so Derrick Henry is number what on the season for yards?
22. He's number 22. Oh.
Close. He's number 20. Number 20. Okay, trivia's over.
Oh, thank God.
Aww. I feel like you're trying to devalue my people.
Yeah. Well, let's move into, since we have a slight audience, let's move into Boneheads, because I think we'll have some strong opinions in here.
Bonehead benching of the week.
There was a couple of high-scoring players that were sitting on the bench. Let's start with a former league MVP. Lamar Jackson. So Lamar, I don't know if you were watching the game. He looked unstoppable. He put up 318 yards, three passing touchdowns, no interceptions, 119 rushing yards, and a rushing touchdown for a total of 61.52. Any words or explanations from the owner of that player?
What a terrible third round pick.
Yes, this just in. Lamar Jackson, third round pick, sitting on the bench. Who else we got? I think there's another quarterback in here of note. I think we may have even mentioned him a couple times.
Kill him! Oh my God.
Kill him! What's that from?
Kill him!
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
Yeah, Tua had 57.96 sitting on my bench. Obviously, I didn't need him. I was playing Ryan, so it was a pretty easy win.
That's a pretty good explanation.
Yeah. So, anyway, I mean, we can talk more about how good my bench is as well as my starting lineup, but we can move on and just give it to Joey if we want to.
Wait, didn't you score like 126 the first week?
Yeah, well, I was just getting started. I wasn't my quarterback.
Yeah,
my quarterback.
Well, what Stuart likes to do.
My quarterback broke his hand.
Stuart likes to put all his eggs in one basket and just put as many points into 1 week as possible. He hasn't figured out that it's a weekly game yet, but
yeah,
you know, 200 points. That's good. Good.
Great.
Let's see. Was there anyone
better
else?
Better than y'all have done. So,
I mean,
I had a bad one, but it doesn't matter.
Hold on, let's talk about it. I can't even pronounce your team name, although I do know what it is. I just don't know how to say it correctly.
I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. What's so hard about that?
Yeah, no. Let me just read what you have. T reverted until poof.
You can ask Abe for help. He can help you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see right on your bench.
Easy.
Daniel, are you talking about Matt Ryan, who was negative 1.2 on your bench?
No,
I don't think that was. I think that was a good decision.
It's my flex play.
Oh, you left Drake London on your bench. What were you thinking?
Everyone knows you have to take London home. I mean,
listen, if you would have put him in, you would have only lost by like 58 points. So
that's what I said. It doesn't matter, but it's still bad. It's more frustrating that the Colts crapped.
You would
have
broken 100, though. You would have broken 100.
Yeah, which is still, the real milestone we're going for here.
Let's there's got to be like a standing punishment for not breaking 100 points week over week.
I'm going for a perfect season, y'all.
I think we call that a turkey if you go three in a row. I think that's what they call it. In,
I mean, if we're talking about a little birdie turkey, it is more rare to not break 100.
Back to back. Can we look at how many back to backs there have been?
I think Daniel set the record.
Wow.
Daniel, you are you're amazing.
Daniel,
did Mr. Wilson's team play the wrong Wilson?
Oh, I don't know. He changed his name.
I have to tell you, I can't explain it, but I legitimately thought that was a picture of Stewart with buck teeth put on it.
That's the meanest thing you could have ever said. Yeah, so Garrett Wilson on his bench with 29.10. And yes, I think that would have put him over the top.
I will say that it's hard for me to see that picture of Mr. Wilson and then see Diggs Enormous right underneath. It's almost like he knows, you know, he's just smiling and
he's just the pervy old man.
Oh my gosh.
So I will say, based on last week's podcast, we made so much fun of Jackson for starting Isaiah Pacheco.
This is my vote.
So then Pacheco, he puts Pacheco on the bench, and Pacheco outscores Damian Harris, who we said should have totally been in his starting lineup. So I do feel like our podcast is influencing who people start, which just
Jackson's
makes
not
so
listening.
Happy.
Jackson's not listening to this 1 second. Let's be honest about that. If he was, he would actually call in. No,
that's true.
Okay, so who are we going with here? I heard a vote. David had a vote. What was your vote, David?
Oh, my vote's Jackson.
Jackson with Garrett Wilson. All right.
No, my vote's not just who he didn't start. It's who he did start.
Oh.
Whoa.
All right.
What's this?
What is happening? He's doing the frog decision.
okay. And no other votes?
Have we voted? Stuart have the
highest score ever?
Is the best team name of the year so far?
Nah.
Meh.
Or Termini Kirks? That could be a good one. If I'm voting, I'm going to vote for Joey, because to have a 64-point quarterback on your bench is unacceptable.
It's
I'm having a 31-point QB playing in my starting lineup.
It's an insult. So, he's half as good.
What was the difference between Witts and Tua?
Yeah, what was the difference between Witts and Tua?
Miles.
So you would have had the highest. You would have had the highest score ever.
Yeah,
could you have
had the highest score, Stuart, if you would have played Tua
ever?
I think there's some momentum building here.
I would have had to play Bateman as well.
You've never been shy about Bateman.
Gosh, one of these days you're gonna master your lineup.
We're not gonna do that again.
You know what though? I'm with Daniel on this. Stuart, you really, if you want to set the league record and you leave all those guys on your bench, I think I'm going to have to shift it over to you. I'm going to give you my vote.
I didn't want to set the league record, obviously, or I would have started those guys.
You know what? Dog. I was going to flip my vote, but that's actually a good defense.
Thank you.
Okay. So tie goes to the runner. I don't know what that means in this case.
It's Pacheco. Pacheco it is.
Pacheco.
All right, we're giving it to Jackson. Sorry, Jackson. Enjoy Mexico.
Chocolate Boo Boo Milk, winner of the week.
Enjoy that. Go to HEB down in Mexico. Get you some chocolate de leche. And chug-a-lug. Okay. Are we moving into power rankings? Is that right? Is that what's next? David, would you like to share your screen with the rest of the world? That'd be great.
Power rankings.
You guys are going to get to see how the sausage is made. I cannot wait for David to show you the sausage.
All right. Y'all see the sausage?
Nope.
That's what she said. Not at all.
Who's eating snacks?
I don't know how to do it here.
We're falling off the rails.
All right. Well, can y'all really not see it?
Hold on.
There it is.
Now we can. Didn't know you had a separate login here.
I do. All right. We've got a change at the top of the power rankings this week. We had Ryan unanimous number one across all our boards last week.
Makes sense.
This week, we've got a change. Jonathan is the only person who doesn't have this person one. He has him two. Stuart and I have him one. It's Lewis.
Wow. Why do you hate my dad?
I do hate him. He beats me every time I play him. So
you know what? Coach Val says you deserve it. It says your next matchup is going to be on the moon, and it's going
yes.
To- so he moved up one spot. So he was two last week, one this week, which means Ryan moved down a spot. He's first on your board, Jonathan. Second on your Stuart, and third on mine. So Ryan, keep it up. What?
Why do you hate Ryan?
Well,
I have Stuart second, so that's why.
Wow. Okay. He has 1 week where three of his players have career weeks. No, it's fine. That's great. It's fine.
So third is myself. I'm the lowest. I have myself four. Stuart, Jonathan, you have me three. I moved up a spot from four last week. Coming in at four is Stuart. Stuart, you hate yourself. You have yourself five. Jonathan, you've got a fourth. I have you two, Stuart. You score 200 points. No love for yourself, huh?
Oh, no. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Oh, go on.
Stuart has nothing. All right, moving on. Fifth place falls two spots on the week. David Senior, fourth on your board, Stuart, fifth on mine, fifth on Jonathan's. Then we have a mover of the week. He's moving up two spots. I've got him six. Jonathan has him six. Stuart, you've got him seventh. He's cumulative six. It's Preston.
It took me a second for that to register. Congratulations to Preston. I'm going to send him a text later.
Bryce, you moved up, so stop with the hate on the text after this, okay?
$6 fine, David.
You shut your mouth when you're talking.
Well, the big faller of the week here is Jonathan falling three spots from four to seven in a win. Wow. So, Jonathan, last week you moved up three spots in a loss. This week you fall three spots in a win. I'm not sure there's much logic there. I will say that you have yourself seventh. I have you seventh. Stuart has you sixth.
I hope I continue to move down this power ranking board.
There you go.
I see. Let me just say, Jonathan is the king of the reverse jinx, and he knows it. He knows I believe in it. He's anytime you have any type of momentum, it's reverse jinxes from Jonathan.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Well, is that why Jonathan has you number one in the power rankings, and he's the only one?
Yes, Ryan, because he wants me to lose to your dad this week.
There's it's no obvious. Way Ryan doesn't win the championship this year. It's such a lock. Like, we should all just be playing for second.
That's well, true. Have you seen his team? It's perfect.
You've infected Stuart. I hate the show.
So, moving on. I think this is the first time this has ever happened, but we have the exact same 8, 9, 10th, 11th, and 12th, all in order.
Well, I
don't think that's ever happened.
I think it's pretty obvious, though.
But it is Jackson at 8, Joey at 9, Mike Searles at 10, Staffel 11, and then Daniel bringing up the rear at 12.
I'll say this about Joey's team. He's got the best bench out of those four because Lamar Jackson is sitting on it. So
It's all right.
Do something about it.
Oh, I don't have to do much. It's coming. We're just waiting for the right matchup. And, somebody, some QB is for somebody out there. So keep sending it.
Someone. Hey, the price is going up every week.
It has happened where there's been two QB start for one team in one given week. Is that what we're talking about, Joey?
No.
Who were the QBs? Taysom Hill and who else?
Yeah, I started them. I picked him up and started them.
Oh, so stupid. It was against me.
It was awesome.
So, I guess questions.
They let me do it for 1 week, and then they changed the status.
Because it's stupid.
That's so stupid. So, I guess since we're all on here, to kind of make this a discussion, y'all can all kind of see the rankings we went through in here. How many tiers do y'all see within this kind of overall ranking? And who do y'all like to move up as the season goes on or move down? Or who are we wrong on for those?
I only see two tiers. I only see two tiers, and they're both coming out of my eyes because I don't see how I'm going to move up these power rankings without someone else.
I could definitely see Daniel moving down a little further in the ranking. If we had some other teams.
I'm gonna get a new co-manager named Josh Boren.
Hey, yeah.
At what point do we kick you out of the league?
Yeah.
Hey, he never ends at the bottom, though. I have to admit, he gets the worst start, but he gets himself out of the hole.
He started from the bottom.
Yeah.
Hey, do we want to propose next summit a relegation?
That'd be the one year you suck ass, and it'd be glorious.
Hold on, jeez. Let me know when you're gonna start cursing. This is a family show.
I was about to say this is a family show. My kids listen every week, Daniel. How dare
it's
you?
It's okay. Just and say
download.
I love to suck on donkeys.
Meow.
There, it's clean now. No, you can explain that a lot easier to your kids. Okay. Again,
tiers. I see three tiers.
Okay, three tiers. Lay them out.
Let's hear it.
I think you've got it right. I definitely see Lewis, Ryan, and Senior in the top. And I don't know that anybody's totally run away with that. It sounded
you're looking at the previous week because we've got David and Stewart ahead of Senior this week.
David and Senior.
There you go. See what the mouse
is. Am I
is.
Looking at the bottom one or the top one? Oh, I'm looking at the previous week.
Correct.
Oh, I still see those guys up top. Stewart, you may be up there and sneaking in.
I'd say three though. I think Brian, David, Stewart are the. And Lewis, sorry.
Yeah.
Are the first tier. And then kind of after that, it's Senior, Bryce, and Jonathan. And then there is the rest.
I concur. Although I could say, I could see, depending on a couple moves, I could see Jackson and Joey bumping up into that next tier pretty easily.
Jackson's playing for next year.
Not me.
The last three teams, I think, are the real bottom tier here. I think that they are the true bottom. That'd be Mike Searle, Staffel, and Daniel. I could see Jackson and Joey in the same tier as senior to Joey there.
Can we include Joey after I beat him this week?
Yes, that will be.
That sounds like a water bed.
Sounds like a water bed.
That is exactly what this is.
I need to hear.
Benched just to give you false hope.
Wow, he's taunting you by saying he has two quarterbacks and could only play one of them.
That sounds like Joey's giving Daniel 2-1 odds.
Okay, so Joey, you're taking the bet straight up. So Joey gets watered 10 times. Are we taking this bet? Or are we not
Joey,
taking this
we
bet?
Joey, we're doing a heads up. Who can
heads
who
up can straight up? You be Daniel.
Heads up. All right. I'll do that water bet.
Water bet.
Yes.
Put it on the board, Stuart.
Are y'all taking participants in this? Can anyone else hop on?
I don't know. It's up to Daniel and Joey.
Depends on who you choose.
I'm good with whatever. I have nothing else to play for.
All right. Sounds like a no. Let's move into our final segment here. Picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
All right. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I want you on that bet after looking at this.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why I did it. I'll tell you right now. I got Joey beating you. I've got Joey beating you with a confidence level of 6 because I have you ranked last. And I have yet to see you score over 100. So, yes, that is my confidence level. And you know what? I will join that water bet.
Water bet.
Joey, you better be starting Lamar.
Trade alert.
So Herbert can be the Moo Moo Milk.
Herbert can be the Moo Moo. One way or the other, you're going to be nominated every week.
See how that fractured rib cartilage turns out.
So it is Daniel versus Joey. We do have, I already revealed, I'm picking Joey. Is that right? That is not right. Oh, I'm looking at week 2. I'm an idiot. I was like, why is he playing Mike? Right now, Daniel's favored, but we know how that ends up for 2 weeks in a row now. So Daniel's favored at 132 to Joey's 127. I've played with Justin Fields before. Not a good pick. I dropped him for a reason.
Yeah, I should start Tom Brady with no receivers. You're right.
You maybe go Taysom Hill. I don't know. No, seriously. Good luck with Justin Fields. He might have a safe floor, but gosh, he can't throw at anybody because they're terrible. Derrick Henry is your one bright spot that I think could pop off this week. Drake London, love the name. Hate the team. And then Joey over here has a lot of Qs, which worries me a little bit. But he's got a lot of touchdown potential with those guys. Not a big fan of Tony Pollard in the flex. Maybe we can talk about that offline, Joey. But listen, I think you make up the difference quarterback. I think you outscore Daniel by, 14, 15 points at quarterback, and that's all you need to beat him. So give me Joey. Confidence level of 6.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I got Joey too, but confidence level of 1. I think Daniel's going to – he's got to win at some point and might as well be against the lowly math team.
Nah. Wait. So you picked Joey and then you said Daniel's got to win at some point. What are you saying? Stuart Hedge is back.
Trivia King, riddle me this.
he's never wrong. We're never going to be able to cover that segment that you want, David, because Stuart just bets on everything. He's always right. Yeah. He's always wrong.
I love Stuart Hedge. That is such a great name.
Stuart Hedge. Oh, yeah. That's good. This dates back to the original podcast.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah.
You want to change it, Stuart?
Daniel's got to win at some point, even though I picked Joey. So give me Joey, but Daniel will probably win.
I think that's what I heard. I said that last week. I said that last week against some team. I forgot. Anyway, yeah, no, Joey's going to win.
Okay, let's move on. David?
Yeah, I'm going to take what Stuart said the first time and actually apply it and say Daniel's going to win. I don't feel great about it.
Joey's got to win at some point. I'll take Daniel. Picks,
but I mean, at some point here, this is the get right game for Derrick Henry, the way I see it. And I think he offsets whatever the loss is. I don't. Justin Fields, that's rough.
Listen, but we're picking based off of what they have, David. We can't critique everything. Look, it's just it is what it is.
That's why I don't have much confidence here.
Who do you hate more, Justin Fields at QB or Tony Pollard at flex?
Yes, definitely Fields.
Tom Brady's going to go out there and throw to nobody. You'd rather have him in the lineup.
I'd rather Daniel go trade for Lamar Jackson so I can get this pick right.
Why
would you go pick up Marcus Mariota? He's playing Seattle. That's a way better quarterback.
He'd be sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, so I like Daniel. I got 2 points. Not very confident, but I do think Daniel will get a win, and he's going to celebrate like it's 1999.
We should have opened up with the right music for this.
Celebrate.
That's the matchup of the week.
I half expected that when I logged in. Seriously. I was thoroughly surprised when I had some awesome Mandalorian music.
Oh, no. You still get the Mando intro. Yeah. All right. Stuart, you want to take the next one?
Yes. This is a clean sweep. We've got David II versus Mike Staffel, Waddle to the House versus Terminator Kirks. This one is slated to be close, but this is David's going to win this one handily. My hand is small,
I know, but they're not boys. You know, I'll do you one better. I think David's going to win in a landslide. And I saw
snow covered.
You don't think this can turn into a tsunami?
David, what do you say?
I was going to say exactly what he just said. I don't want to bet that. I just want to hear it.
Wait, are you saying a double tsunami?
Oh, Mike is drowning in it.
Wow.
Hey, I'm scared of Jonathan Taylor this week, guys. Should I be?
No. Nope. There's only a 94% chance he's going to score 84.5 rush yards, so I'm not worried.
Nah.
And he's in a castle this week. He does not play well in castles. So don't be worried. No, Jonathan Taylor is really not very good. He scored 7 points last week. Are you kidding me?
I'm looking at his schedule like the rest of the season. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen a running back with so many green matchups.
Well, you play the AFC South. You got a chance.
That is true. Yes, I'm picking myself. I think it'll be close. I have the least confidence of all of us on here. I got a 3 points.
We just tsunamied like 15 times. We think it's gonna be close. All right.
Yeah, you just said I think it's a tsunami.
I said I didn't want to bet it. I just wanted to hear it.
Oh,
tsunami. Here,
David was really feeling this way. That's really what's going on. He puckered up, if you know what I mean. moving on, David. Let's go the matchup.
So the next matchup that we have here is Diggsy Normus. Will he be this week? Versus the LLTB. We've got a new quarterback this week in this matchup. King Joffrey.
I need to get a sound by.
I thought you had one.
I know. What a fail.
I'm so disappointed.
Who is your daddy?
We'll just use that as a placeholder.
Nah, you need the one where he's like dying on the ground.
Yeah, we'll get it.
This is one of the matchups I feel a little bit better about.
There you go. King Joffrey.
You know, Gabriel Davis, AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, that's a lot to handle. I think Justin Jefferson has a get back to what his normal game is here. I think King Goffrey is going to carry you. I feel really confident. I've got Jonathan for 5 points.
Wait, okay.
You think he's just going to score 5 points?
Yeah, see, I heard something else too. I was hearing that Jonathan would win by five, so I thought that was a chocolate starfish mentioned. But No.
This is going to be a tsunami.
Ooh!
You may want to check the live score.
Uh-oh. Oh, we've got our water bet. I am looking at this now. How are you feeling about that, Jonathan? So far through almost three quarters, the Muth.
The Muth is really a fourth quarter guy. You would know this if you he's kind of a last possession, end of the game, clutch.
How many people are on that water bet?
A lot. Somehow Josh got on there. I don't know. It's a lot of people.
Five.
Are you counting me?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's one against four. Yeah.
Well, there's five on the water bet. That's what was asked. Okay.
Well, do you want to analyze the matchup?
Yes. I think Jonathan's going to win. I really do think that the quarterback pickup was a good one. Jared Goff had a great week last week. So, Russell Wilson.
Go ahead, Stuart. I won't do it again.
Russell Wilson was bad. Yeah, right. I don't believe you for a second.
All hail the king.
That was a terrible drop by Deontay Johnson just now. I don't feel saw that.
Ugh. They should have thrown it to the Muth. Okay, so Russell Wilson, you've hated Russell Wilson this whole year.
Yeah. He couldn't get anything done against the Texans last week. He's going up against the Niners this week, which will be an even tougher matchup, I feel like. So I like the Rams against Arizona. I feel like A.J. Brown against Washington, it's just going to be...
I've got some good matchups this week. Faux show.
You really do. The Muth, it would really help you if he could score something, but he may not.
Just one touchdown. It's coming. But one catch for one touchdown for against, 1 yard.
Yeah, you're going up against Hockenson, so he's not very good either. So
might as well be empty. Anyway. Okay, listen. Yeah,
I think Jonathan's going to win.
This whole matchup hinges on how much how big the swings are between Diggs and Davis. If Diggs has another crazy multi-touchdown game, then that will suck all the life out of Gabe Davis. I feel like that's a big point to make. And then the quarterback matchup, I think, will be pretty close. I think Russell Wilson's going to play well in primetime for some reason. But Jackson's one guy that I feel like his running backs don't scare me. Mixon's good. I'll give him that. But like Damian Harris, and then his flex isn't very, I mean, Garrett Wilson actually was good last week. He's been pretty good. But
is Gabe Davis a full participant in practice yet?
No, he's been limited. But he's I think the outlook is that the fact that he was participating already is a good sign.
Yeah. So he'll play, but
Yeah. mean, my take on it was that he's had consecutive days of limited practice participation, so looking to return to action after missing Monday night's win over the Titans. That's just my
If you were a professional.
Anyway. Yeah.
I don't know for sure if that's the reality,
He's playing under a rain cloud. So, all right, let's move it on. We've got Stewart versus Bryce.
Let the big dog eat.
Stewart, I'm going against you this week. I think that I think Bryce is going to make a statement win. I think this is right after you're coming off a high. Some people call this a trap game. I think you're about to lose, and I think you're going to lose pretty handily. My hand is small, I know. But I have it as a one. I think it's going to look close, and then Bryce is going to pull away by 10 or so points. Give me Bryce.
I also have Bryce winning, and my least confident, one point. I think it's going to be close, but you know, we were talking about Tua. You've got the wrong stack here. It's the Tua Waddle is what you want this week, not the Tua Hill. So for that reason, I think you're going to lose very closely.
You should head to a Waddle house.
What Tua. The heck? so I think Austin Eckler is going to have his best game of the year so far. I could easily see it being in the 30-point range.
The high 11s and 12s?
Yes. A.J. Dillon, I think y'all probably saw this, but he is the leading carrier on the Packers. He just hasn't had his breakout yet. And so
he just hasn't been good.
He has the potential to do that this week, even against Tampa Bay, who's got a pretty good defense. The fact that you guys have picked Bryce, it angers me. I mean, I think it's the biggest joke, and because of that.
So Stewart's been muted, because he's on a rant and I was not having it. So, whoa. Let's unmute him real quick. Oh, Stewart, are you done?
No, I have one more thing to say.
Okay, moving on.
Okay,
you want to do the next one?
Yes. Lewis is going up. Wild Thing is going up against Batman 57. Top of the league versus bottom of the league. He's already had a lot of guys play. They haven't done great other than Joku, and that's no Joku. I wouldn't be surprised by the end of this if either Chubb or Hunt has a touchdown, which will help him even more. Batman 57, his team just is not great, so I don't see this one even being close. So give me Lewis with a confidence ranking of 6.
I concur. Give me Wild Thing. Confidence ranking of 4.
Yeah, I feel good about this one. I've got Lewis as well. Confidence rating of 6. You know, as I sit here, I'm looking at Nick Chubb's. He's got 14 carries, 88 yards. Just once again, averaging over 6 yards a carry. And through 2 weeks, he's the number one running back in the league.
Did you see Amari Cooper's line? He can't. My dad can't get Cooper right. Yeah, my dad can't get Cooper right. He's on his bench with 22.6 right now. Oh, ouchie. Ouchie, mama.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is an interesting question based on that stat. Did Lewis make the correct keeper selection?
Oh, yes. That's where I was going with it. Thank you, Ryan.
No.
I was going to say it's hard to fault him when he's got the number one running back through 2 weeks and he looks just that awesome.
Chubb now has 104 yards.
I still don't think it's the right decision only because it's a keeper league in which Jamar Chase's value will continue to rise. Chubb, though, this season, short term, yes, he is. That was a very wise decision to make a run this year, but Jamar Chase over time, to me, barring injury, is going to be more valuable in the next 2 to 3 years than Chubb will be. I think Chubb's going to, he's a running back. That's just the nature of it.
Right. I also think Joe Burrow's terrible start, some would say a rough start to his season, has really affected things for Chase. But anyway.
I mean, Nick, the thing about Nick Chubb is he's only 26. I mean, I don't know if his shelf life is that because he's not carrying it either, like some of these other guys who wear out, like Ezekiel Elliott.
Stuart, where did Nick Chubb go to college?
Georgia, right?
Georgia.
A dog. Bulldogs. A dog.
Oh.
Yeah. No, listen, it's kind of like any of these other teams that make it to the end of the season with a loaded roster. I mean, you're going to kind of split hairs. I don't think Chubb's a bad pick by any means. I tend to lean towards receivers because of longevity, but Chubb is a unique, rare running back that is hard to find and is hard to replace. So good on Lewis for taking Chubb and shoving Chubb in our face.
Good on him for keeping Allen, is what I'll say.
Yeah, Josh Allen's the no-brainer here.
Longevity. Any of these guys.
Staying power, Josh Allen is going to be here for a long time. Like Andrew Luck. Moving on.
All right. Well, that gets us into our last and final matchup, the one we've all been waiting for. Two powerhouse teams that we said are in the top tier. Man. The final countdown. Thank you. Versus the Ezra Express.
The reigning champ.
And in this matchup, Najee Harris having a decent game over projection here. He's got 15.4 points, 14 carries, 56 yards, and a touchdown. And then you've got some underperformers on the defensive side from Ezra Express. The projection is not close at the moment. It's Ryan projected for 158, Ezra Express projected for 125. We picked these matchups yesterday. I picked Ryan with a confidence level of 4. I'm shocked.
Let me just say that your other two co-hosts, if they don't take this water bet, since they're taking David Senior, I water bet that I beat Senior by at least 15 points. That's open just to the other two co-hosts.
And I would agree with that assessment.
Oh, wow. So we got a little two-on-two action here, Stuart. What do you think?
Wait, did you make that bet with someone else, or are you making that bet with us right now?
He's throwing it out to you and I. I'm making that bet
because y'all are sissies and picked the wrong team, and I'm waterbending. Wow. I'm calling you out.
Oh, so take the name calling down.
You think you're going to beat Senior by more than 15 points?
By 15 or more.
15 or more.
So give me, you have to be 15.1 or more.
No, 15 or more.
Oh, well, that's just where I draw the line.
You're not. If
there's one thing I won't stand for.
Let's go, Chubb. Touchdown, Nick Chubb.
All right, I'll take the bet.
Water bet.
You in on that, Stuart?
You said yes? Me.
Yeah.
Are you in on that?
Oh, yeah, I'm in on this.
Oh, man.
I'm obviously with Ryan.
Let's go.
Oh, this is a two-on-two double team of the highest order.
Daniel, I mean, Joey, that's pretty... to y'all too.
Well, Daniel left.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah. He couldn't take it anymore.
Over here, so I'm not sure what's going
on. Joey, the long and short of it is Ryan believes he will beat Senior by 15 points or more this week. Which side of the bet would you like 15? To Yeah.
I'll jump in that too. That you're not going to do that.
Oh,
Senior will win by
Senior will cover the spread.
Senior will cover the spread.
You lose. You're giving me 15 points. I'll take that with Mahomes and Kelsey. Are you kidding me?
Will you take that with Penny?
Yes, a penny for your thoughts. It's Anthony Penny Hardaway, right? That I'm getting.
And the Ayukin.
Yeah. No, Mike Williams is going to show out.
Oh crap! I should have looked at tonight's points.
Yeah, sorry, Joey.
There went my 15.
Yeah. Zeke's going to score a touchdown against the Giants. It's going to happen. I'm calling this right now.
So he'll have 7.5 points.
Got well, it. Yeah.
Mahomes is going to go off.
That's seven more points than he had last week. It's an offensive explosion for Zeke. You know, you owned him the most. So,
yep.
He was great. Senior. Yep. Senior, confidence level of 2. I can't see the screen anymore because David's over this.
Yeah, 2 for you, 3 for Stewart.
All right. Anything, any parting words for our guests that are not commissioners or assistant to?
I know how this goes.
I just jumped on here so I don't have to listen to it.
All right. So we've got 2 that dropped off.
That was a professional out by Ryan.
Yep.
Yeah, he's done that before. He's logged off on himself before.
He's definitely done stuff to himself before. I agree. Any parting words, Stuart? Anything to end us on?
We didn't go over any water beds. I don't know if we want to. There's a lot that have been made recently.
I think we made like 12 on this podcast alone.
Yeah. So backing up a couple weeks. We've got some. Well, we've already talked about the Jefferson Cup water bet. I think that was the last podcast. Jonathan bet Stewart and David that Jefferson will outscore Cup's 404.4 fantasy points from 2021.
Not feeling great right now.
That was a big mistake.
Can't afford any off games here, Jefferson.
All Cup does is score the exact same amount every single week.
I know. He scores 20-something every week.
He scored the exact same, I think, as week one.
It was the exact same, yeah, exact same number, which is crazy.
I can't remember what it was.
We've got some really great water bet action for week 3. So Jonathan bets Jackson that he will win his week 3 matchup. Stewart bets Bryce that he will win his week 3 matchup. Jonathan bets Stewart, Staffel, Ryan, Bryce that the Muth will score a touchdown.
We got 9 3. Minutes left in
the game. Hey, they're still good. Otherwise, you're getting watered 4 times, which is awesome.
Yeah, baby.
Joey and Jonathan bet Daniel that Joey will win his week 3 matchup against Daniel. And then Ryan and David bet Jonathan, Joey, and Stewart that Ryan will win his week 3 matchup against Senior by 15 points or more.
I think I just like making a lot of bets now that you're having to keep record of all of it.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Sorry, my dogs are barking.
We get it. There's a lot of dogs in your corner or whatever. Oh, my gosh. All right. So I think we can say that I am officially checking myself out, checking me out of here. Meow. Out of here. Are you guys out of here as well?
Ryan is a genius, and Ryan was a mastermind behind all of this, and it was so funny. So,
yeah, this show was so bad.
Oh, I guess that's the one to end on.
See you, dogs, later.